it's the attempt to find a political answer to a religious question. The religious question is, how do we deal with stain and impurity in the world? It gives them a way to move from impurity to innocence. So, for example, we have what's called woke culture and what's called innocence signaling. It's actually virtue signaling, but I call it innocence signaling. There's an attempt to show the world that I'm pure. And this is the deepest longing in the human heart, to move from impurity to purity. So I tell my conservative colleagues, don't be completely upset about this, because there's actually a profound longing at the root of this that should not be crushed. What needs to be overcome, though, is the way in which this is working itself out by picking a particular group, for the moment, the white heterosexual male, and saying he's responsible for all the sins of the world. So the Treaty of Westphalia, which gave us the nation state, well, that's a European white male construction. Christianity, white male construction. The family, patriarchal white male construction. And even fossil fuels and capitalism, these are all products of the white male. So if you look at every major action item of the Democratic Party and you ask, well, so what's the root of this? They're all trying to get rid of the things I just mentioned. And really the view, if you really press this, is that they believe that the white male is responsible for all those things. And if we can purge him and all that he's created, we can have a new heaven and earth. And the longing for a new heaven and earth is a deeply religious one. And so I don't want to push back against that. But I am very, very worried that when you distort the way it's supposed to work out religiously and turn it into a politics, you get an impossible politics that ends up purging and doing great violence to your society.